This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea.
Just so you understand, are you ready?
Oh, this is going to be good.
I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly.
Boom. Roasted.
I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls.
Boom. Roasted.
There are people in your profession that would like that to happen.
Boom, roasted.
There are people in your profession that write fake news. You do.
Boom, roasted.
She does.
Boom, roasted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, he went after the news media, making the point that, you know, we'd like to see him do poorly in the election, and so we're rooting against him in this crisis, and that's so ridiculous.
It's some 60% approval ratings for the way he's handling this crisis. The briefings are working for the president. No matter what he says, people seem to be seeing him as a leader.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Somebody who's making $12 an hour with the $600 on top of their regular unemployment check might be making a few bucks more for 4 months. Oh, my word! Will the universe survive?
We want to make sure that you are whole in unemployment, not that you get a raise because of the coronavirus. And so that would be unfair to all Americans who are working, and we believe in this country in the dignity and work.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Important legislation. We're very proud of the product. We did jujitsu on it. The government production office, the defense production office, testing. Mask. Ventilators.
Marsha.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Nancy Pelosi, 80 years young. Today, March 26th, 1940.
Happy birthday, Madam Speaker.
She was almost a contemporary of Marilyn Monroe's. Well, not quite.
Well, she has that picture with JFK.
Yeah, she did. I've thought about that. I wonder what happened when they had that picture taken. But yeah, she was the mayor.
What's that
the mayor's
to mean?
Daughter. Well, you can read into it what you want to read into it, Taylor. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Was she ever alone with Joe Biden? Who knows? Did Joe Biden ever ask her to get his equipment of his, and they were alone together?
All right, this is my new segment, Mister. Clean it up. I'll have none of this.
All right, but as you know, the bill was passed by the relief, so-called relief bill, was passed by the Senate last night. Now it's being debated in the House. It's apparently going to be passed tomorrow. A lot of pork in the stimulus, and could be called porculus as well. And many people are calling it porculus too, son of porculus. But there it is. That's
sometimes you need a little pork.
Yeah, you do. I like pork.
So do I. I knew this was going to turn into a discussion about different kinds of pork. I do too.
I was at the Publix last night, Grace. You're familiar with that, and
yes.
I was behind this guy and his son, and the son had a lot of tattoos, and the father, and he had a pot belly, and the father had no hair on him. You know, typical boomer and millennial.
Weren't you
family.
Fat and hairless once too?
No.
As George Costanza would say, I was bald.
But here's the point. These two guys, the father and son, were wearing not only masks, but gloves. The workers at Publix have been instructed that it's not healthy to wear gloves, but they're wearing
the
gloves.
Yeah, they say if you wear them and then you touch everything, and I think the problem with gloves is people put on the gloves and they feel unstoppable, so they think they can just touch everything. And it makes it worse, because if you're touching hard surfaces, I'm not a doctor.
But the thing,
I put on gloves and a mask when I went shopping the other day.
Really? Where'd you go? At a liquor store?
No.
Or the
market
the
basket.
Oh. But so I looked at what they were buying.
What's that
These people who were so concerned about their bodies and bacteria.
He's still mad about
they were
the
buying
fat
some frozen sausage. They were buying frozen sausage.
Oh, so good.
And something from Nathan's Hot Dogs. I don't know what it was, but if it's from Nathan's Hot Dogs, I don't think you're that concerned about what you're ingesting.
Yeah, you got a better chance. That hot dog's got a better chance of taking you down.
Exactly.
The other day, Will was making bacon, and the oil from the bacon, you know how it pops when you're cooking
yes.
it, the grease? And it
right.
popped, and it hit him in the arm, and he's like, ow, screamed. And I thought to myself, now that is the sound of delicious bacon.
Man, you got to learn to take it like a man. He's got it on to the heat too high.
All right, guys, we didn't come here to talk about bacon and sausage and other delicious meats. I came here to do my news. And, Howie, I'm going to bring back a segment that I used to do, and it faded out over time, but I really liked it, and I think this is the perfect time to bring it back. And that is my daily tweet beat.
Yes.
Did I bring it back just so I could play that song every day? Yes. But also because today there was a particularly good thread on Twitter that I think everyone will be interested in. I pulled all of the sound from the thread because it's just that good.
Was it a tweet or a twit or a Twitter?
As Nancy Pelosi would say. I don't care, to quote the birthday girl. Ron Klain, Howie. Do you know Ron Klain?
Oh, yes. Yes. He's one of the experts.
Right.
Who doesn't, he doesn't, oddly, he doesn't have a medical degree. He's a lawyer, I believe. He's a bust-out lawyer. He's really just a hack from the deep state from Obama years. But he's now one of those experts because he's predicting doom and gloom.
Right. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people aren't on Twitter. And when you're not on Twitter, you miss a lot of bad stuff. You miss a lot of trolls and a lot of morons, but you also miss some of the best minds in the business just tearing people apart, which I really enjoy. So this guy, Ronald Klain, they have no shame, these Democrats. They'll tweet something and then they'll contradict themselves days later, and they don't think we're going to go in our
right.
Joy Reid time machine and pull them back up. So Ronald Klain tweeted today an article, and he said, if you are not at your job today, it is because Donald Trump did not do his job to fight coronavirus in January and February. So this good citizen, his Twitter name is Tom Elliott. He tweets out, Ron Klain in February on the coronavirus, quote, no reason yet to be fearful, no reason yet to really panic or anything like that. Tom goes on to provide, like any, you know, Tom has a little
right.
lawyer in him. He wants to provide the actual tape because audio is even better. So let's play. He did all the work for me. Let's play cut 26.
So what I'd say is I think we have reason to be concerned. I think there's reason for the U.S. to be more aggressive in the response than what's been mounted so far in many respects. Reason to be prepared for something. But I think no reason yet to be fearful. No reason to really panic or anything like that. I just think there are just a lot of unknowns about this virus and what its path is going to be.
So Tom points out that while Ronald Klain was telling people to relax, by February 12th, Trump had already banned travel from China, banned travel from Europe, suspended co-pays for coronavirus testing, mandated quarantines, declared a public health emergency, and issued a travel warning. Now, the next clip is from February 5th. As Tom Elliott points out, here is Ron Klain saying it's impossible to cut off the flow of people from China to the United States and suggest doing so would not help anyway. This is cut 27.
It is impossible to cut off the flow of people from China to the United States. They're needed to bring vital goods to the United States by boat and by plane. We have Americans coming back to and from back from China, family members, so on and so forth. So my point about travel bans is beyond the effectiveness issues that Dr. Nuzzo has raised, as a practical matter, we don't have one, we will never have one. And therefore, what we need to do is to monitor the people who've been in China recently, who are here in the U.S., and impose public health measures on a very large scale.
So he would have been...
Is it really fair to ask Dr. Ronald Klain? Oh, excuse me. He's not a doctor. he just plays one on TV.
Yeah, you might as well throw it in.
As a matter of fact, he's a lawyer, but would you trust him to fight a library overdue book fine for you? I wouldn't.
I would trust me right now because I'm laying out this case. I would trust at Thomas Elliott more than I would trust this guy. But Howie, he wouldn't be a true media hack if he didn't go on with Rachel Maddow and talk about how Trump, his travel ban is merely a distraction tactic.
Is it xenophobic too? Is it xenophobic and nativist?
Stay tuned. This is Cut 28.
See, part of this, Rachel, is the classic Trump distraction tactic. He wants to see progressives debate the travel ban, so on and so forth, and not come after where he has failed.
Now, before you start thinking this or that about Ronald Klain, I need to remind you guys that he is a fan of, he's not always negative. He's very positive when it comes to complimenting the way they do things in China. This is Cut 29.
It's time for the words to be matched with kind of the same tempo of actually doing things as they did in China. They built hospitals in 2 or 3 days.
True.
We need to get this going now.
So
they they build those hospitals in China almost as fast as they build coal fire energy producing plants in China that kill polar bears.
Exactly. And Howie, these are the same people who are telling us Trump's not taking it seriously enough. They don't think we know that they were against this a couple days ago. But I have a couple more tweets before we go to break. Stephen Miller had a great tweet today. He said, NBC and CNN last week, where is Dr. Fauci? Why isn't he speaking? NBC and CNN this week, we're done hearing from Dr. Fauci. And another tweet, this is from Tom Vidor. He's some blue check, you know, moonbat. He says, this is what he said in 2016, okay? He said, the way you beat Trump is by letting him talk. You care to say what he said?
Howie? Let's stop Trump from talking.
And today, or yesterday, now we're in 2020, this is the same guy. Of course Trump's coronavirus approval numbers are up. Cable news networks are blasting his lies to record audiences. No fact-checking, no regard for the harm caused by the content, just a daily fire hose of BS.
You know, Grace, one of my new recent quotes that I really love to quote, I just read it in a review of a book about Irving Berlin.
What's that?
When he talked, the mob is always right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
So in this case, the ratings are always right. Why are they complaining about getting more viewers than they've ever had before
for these press conferences? Because Trump trumps everything. They hate Trump so much. And Howie, I would give you another quote and say, you can't beat crazy. Sometimes I go on and I think to myself, this guy Ronald Klain, who I just read all his tweets from, I think there's no way he doesn't tweet, I see that I was being hypocritical. And then I go on and he's tweeting out, for those who didn't understand what I meant, you're too stupid for me to explain it. These people, there's no repercussions. There's never going to be an awakening for these people. Well, they're out of their minds.
Why did Obama put him in charge of swine flu? Because that's basically what he was in charge of. What were his qualifications?
Oh, Howie.
Where did he intern?
He wore a lot of bow ties, I'm sure.
School does he teach at? Did he attend?
Maybe he was on that Obama Bro podcast at one point. I'm sure his credential list is long. When we get back, I want to talk about Joe Biden and how he is no longer focused on the debates.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Last night, as you know, the Senate passed important legislation. We're very proud of the product. We think it is, we did jujitsu on it.
Were they kung flu fighting, Madam Speaker?
Hey! We will not have any
How
of
dare
that
you?
Here. How dare you?
Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals. We sold out of the cheap bastard deal fast yesterday, but you can still save big today. For select doctor-formulated natural CB5 products that you purchase, you will receive two 4-ounce hand sanitizers and a $20 value mini pain relief roll-on free. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Boomer banner at the top of the page. That's HowieCarshow.com and click on the Boomer banner. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you could listen to only one of these songs for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Imagine by John Lennon or We Are the World by USA for Africa?
And suicide is not an option, so I'm going to go with Imagine.
I'm saying We Are the World. I like when Stevie Wonder says, "We are the world," and throws his head back. I like that part.
Ray Charles is in that one, right? Howie?
I don't know. The reason I'm going for Imagine is I always remember my thoughts and what we always used to do in college, thinking about John Lennon. Imagine there no possessions as he's driving his Rolls Royce.
Well, Elton John said he wrote him. Did you tell me this, Howie? Elton John wrote John Lennon a letter. He rewrote the song and said, "Imagine two apartments, one filled with only shoes," or something like that.
Yeah, there's a number of ways you can go with that one. I like that one better.
All right, so 30% say they'd rather listen to We Are the World.
Okay.
All right, and I want to get into some Joe Biden news. But, Howie, do you mind if I give a quick shout-out here? I wanted to give a thank you to all the nurses and doctors, especially here in Boston. We have some of the best in the business. My cousin is a nurse. She is literally the hardest-working person I know. She never complains. She never gets down. She's on the front lines of this, like so many other great people. And I'm truly just amazed by all of them. I wanted to say thank you because we have the luxury of coming in here and, you know, worrying and complaining about things. And they don't have time for that. They just go up and get up every day, and they do a really good job.
Right.
So wanted to say thank you to them. And now on to a little bit of lighter news. Joe Biden. Joe Biden says he's focusing on the crisis right now. He is not focusing on any more debates. I think we've had enough debates. I think we should just get on with this, he said. Would you agree, Howie? Have we had enough debates?
No. No, we haven't had enough virtual town hall meetings either. When is he going back on with Jake Tapper or The View or Nicole Wallace?
I miss virtual Biden. I want him back.
It's only been over for a day, Grace.
I miss it, though.
We need it, though. We need virtual Biden all the time. We have Cuomo in the morning. You know, that's soap opera time. And then we have the new Walter Cronkite, which is the president's, you know, press conferences every night. We need something in the middle there other than the Howie Carr show.
Speaking of Cuomo, Howie, did you hear that Cuomo is getting a lot of love from females around the country? He's the new heartthrob. People are just getting the vapors every time Cuomo comes on the TV.
If his brother is Fredo, that makes him Sonny.
Sonny was a hunk.
And Sonny is, this is his 80th birthday, too. Happy birthday, James Caan.
Ooh. So Joe Biden thinks that he's had enough debates. And I love how him and Bernie keep saying, like, I'm focusing on the crisis. Like, they have so much on their plates. What are you guys doing? Especially Joe Biden. He's hunkered down in his basement, which apparently that took his staff 4 days to set up. That system took his staff 4 days, and he was like bragging about it. Took us 4 days down here to get this camera set up, this webcam.
Don't throw in the towel, Bernie. Your day is coming. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls this segment, but I just wanted to play some of the cuts from yesterday, the daily press briefing from the White House, which starts about an hour or so after we leave the air with Newsmax. And it's the same. I mean, it's getting boffo ratings. I mean, these ratings are like for all of the cable news, there are three times as many people watching as there were a year ago. I mean, for obvious reasons. Plus, it's good entertainment because there is some back and forth between the president. You know, he gets out the information and he has the experts with him, and the so-called experts. You know, usually they say experts denounce Trump. Trump plan criticized by experts, but these are real experts. These are people who actually know what they're doing in many cases, most cases. So he has a testy exchange with a reporter over the opening, and you know what? Again, they I don't know if you heard when the news came out this morning, which was expected, that there were going to be millions filing for unemployment because of the virtual shutdown or the reductions that have taken place, dislocations, whatever you want to call them. There were 3.3 million layoffs. And the mainstream media, maybe, I don't think it's my imagination, in large numbers were almost gleeful and giddy about the layoffs. And I don't think they hate the 3.3 million people who were losing their jobs, but they are ecstatic that they think this is going to hurt the president of the United States in his reelection bid. So last night it was the usual cast of characters going after the president, and he grows testy with them sometimes. And it's good TV, but on the other hand, it raises my blood pressure. I don't know about yours when you hear it. Cut 23.
Feel badly about it. Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success? No.
You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opponent. No, I think the media, the media would like to see me do poorly in the election. I think
lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Both sides of the aisle.
Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left, okay?
I don't blame him for being angry. I mean, maybe it's not a perfect analogy, but can you imagine if it was like, I don't know, August 1944, and FDR was holding a press conference and some reporter said, "Did you force the D-Day landing because you're concerned about your reelection chances against against Tom Dewey?" I mean, it would never happen. No president has ever been asked these kinds of questions in the past, and especially with such dripping contempt and vitriol in their voices. And so then they play Mickey the Dunce like they don't know what he's talking about, like he's some kind of a paranoid for even raising this point. Cut 6.
And Gloria, you did hear during the course of the president's statement, his response to the questions, he went after the usual suspects, including the news media.
Yeah, he went after the news media, making the point that, we'd like to see him do poorly in the election, and so we're rooting against him in this crisis, and that's so ridiculous. We should almost not even dignify it, honestly.
That's so ridiculous. How is it ridiculous? You just heard the tone of her voice.
Howie, this gets me so mad. I wouldn't care so much if they were just open about their hatred, but you're exactly right. They turn it around, and they're like, who, me? He thinks that I don't like him? Why? Because I call him Hitler every other day, and I write incessant think pieces about how he's the worst thing in the world, and we draw pictures of him where it's orange hair and a coronavirus ball as his head? Like, why do you think Why do you think we all know you hate him? It's because you hate him. Just be honest about it. That's all we want.
And there's a there's an NPR, National Panhandler Radio Station in Seattle, Washington, that has announced, you know, as it virtue signaling, that they're not going to cover the president's news conferences nightly, wall to wall anymore, because he's spreading misinformation, and we can't edit it in real time. And again, these are the same panhandlers, the same beggars who are asking for handouts in this relief package. That's, you know, maybe it's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as opposed to NPR, but a rose by any other name would be as sweet. And again, I have to read this one again, just one more time. This is from Joe Lockhart, the Clinton flack back in the day, who later went to work for the NFL and screwed up the response to Colin Kaepernick. This is his tweet. Biden. Oh, no, this is a different one. I got the wrong Biden quote. I was getting this one was. I'll get to it. I've lost it in my stack of stuff. We'll take some calls. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, Howie. Good afternoon. I have a couple of comments and a question. Okay, so I heard about the Canadians sending over PPE to China.
Yes.
Really? They caused it, and they're sending them supplies. Send them to New York. You know, Cuomo needs them. Okay, so another comment. Today I was listening to Rush, and I don't know who was guest hosting for him today.
Ken Matthews.
I heard him say something about the Illinois governor. He is one of the largest stockholders of a very famous hotel stock. So
yes,
because of this,
Hyatt.
Don't you think that that hotel chain should be exempt from getting any stimulus funds?
Well, how about Hyatt opens up some, if they're worried about hotel space, right? I mean, Cuomo talks about incessantly about the lack of beds in New York State. I mean, doesn't Hyatt own some hotels in New York State that they could open up for their fellow Democrat governors? And when you said Pritzker's one of the largest, he's one of the largest governors, period, isn't he, Karen?
Are you talking about in size? Yes.
No. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that.
My last point. This is a question. Do you recall, I want to say it was about a week ago, that the People's Republic of China banished some news organizations from their country? Gee, how come they didn't banish Bloomberg? You think it's to carry the water for them?
They banished the Wall Street Journal, among others. But you're right, Karen. Good points. Thank you for the call. By the way, the station in Seattle that's said that they're not going to carry the press conferences live anymore, KUOW-FM, due to a pattern of false or misleading information that cannot be fact-checked in real time. Okay. They're very concerned. I'm sure that this pattern will continue if the Democrats regain the White House. I'm sure they'll be regarding their press conferences with great skepticism. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm calling. My son works at the VA in New Orleans.
Yes.
And they actually went through the VA hospital and clinics and all and confiscated all of their masks, their N95 masks. They don't even have the real simple little cloth-type mask, and their gloves.
Really? Why?
Yes. And they sent them to other hospitals. They sent those things to other hospitals. And now at the VA hospital, they have nurses and doctors that's turning up sick.
Well, I don't know the details of that. I know that New Orleans, after Mardi Gras, they say that there's going to be another epicenter in the South, and they're concerned that it's going to be the virus is going to be spread into the South from New Orleans because of all these partygoers that showed up in the Crescent City for the Mardi Gras. We'll check and see if we learn more about what's going on there. And you know, of course, that the shortage of N95 masks dates back to the Obama years, and that's been reported by Bloomberg, even, and the LA Times, that after the swine flu virus, there was a real shortage, that most of the N95 masks were used up in that pandemic. And all the health authorities recommended highly that the Obama administration restock the and pay for the restocking of 100 million or so N95 masks, and Obama just brushed it off.
Hey,
didn't
Howie,
do anything.
Speaking of that, I was just talking to someone about fact checking and how they don't want to run Trump now because they can't fact check him. And so yes. I was on Snopes the other day and I started looking up. I wonder what they say about this. I wonder, because you know how they do true or false.
Right.
And so I looked up that thing about, did Obama deplete the masks? And what came up was, did Obama deplete the military? Because Trump must say that all the time.
Yes.
And you know what I noticed they started doing now? Rather than say true or false, if Trump says something false, they'll put a big false with a stop sign, an X, you know, a devil's head or whatever. But if he says something true, they'll go, you know what the verdict is?
What?
It's complicated. And then they follow it up with like six paragraphs of editorializing. And then another one they did today was somebody put up the fact check for Trump saying America has done more tests than any other country. And you know what the fact check said?
What?
While this is partially true, we haven't done as many per capita as South Korea. It's like, wait a second. So now you're not even fact checking the fact. You're saying, but if he means this, it's not true. They're unbelievable.
Yeah. There's an English novel where they always have to agree with the boss, and the boss asks them something and it's obviously false, and they say, and the boss says, do you agree? And the underlings go, up to a point.
Yeah, exactly. So it's complicated.
Up to a point. Did Donald Trump lie, tell the truth? Up to a point.
If he says anything true, it gets very complicated for them. Rather than just saying it's true, it's like, yeah, he might be saying true, but let's read between the lines of what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Here's something from the editorial board of the New York Times, of the Wall Street Journal today about, again, Cuomo's complaining about they don't have enough hospital beds. Albany's low Medicaid payments have caused many hospitals to close in the Empire State. While expanding Medicaid enrollment, Mr. Cuomo in 2014 sought to rationalize costs with an $8 billion federal grant for putative payment reforms aimed at reducing emergency room visits. Will this mean some hospital beds are reduced? Mr. Cuomo said at the time, I'm trying to get his faux New York accent. Yes, because that is the point of the exercise. You will have a decrease in beds. This was in 2014 when Donald Trump was a reality TV show star, and this guy was still the governor of New York. But now it's Donald Trump's fault that they don't have enough hospital beds in New York, even though he was admitting they were going to decrease the number of hospital beds. Is this going to be on? Is this going to be on TV tonight on MSNBC on Rachel Maddow's show or Don Lemon's? I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
It has a very nice floral bouquet. Little I detect a lilac, hydrangea, tulips. What does it smell like to you? Tulips, yes. Floral bouquet.
I like lavender myself. But that was more fake news. They're just repackaging that stuff. They're not really making any in the New York State prisons. He was talking about that couple of weeks ago. But that was more comic relief, like Joe Biden's virtual town halls. Anyway, I found the Joe Lockhart. This is the guy. He was Clinton's press secretary, and then he went to work for the NFL and did such a bang-up job he got fired, basically, from doing the Colin Kaepernick disaster. This is his tweet, you know, dumping on Trump. Another day and another day, Donald Trump, real Donald Trump, has not left the White House to see firsthand what's going on in the country. No visit to see first responders or ER docs and nurses. No visit to a small business that's repurposing to help the cause. King in the ivory tower. But of course, if he did leave the White House, they would be saying that he's taking away from the time and the efforts to provide real relief to those who are stricken with the virus. I mean, if he stays in, he's criticized. If he doesn't stay in the White House, he's criticized. So here were some of the responses. Ray Rex, if Trump visited a hospital, then you would criticize him for disrupting the much-needed work there. Here's another one. You work for CNN. Ha, 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 ha. And my favorite, Jessica Fletcher. Did your mother drop you on your head as a child, Joe? Very good point. Good question. 844-500-4242. Some texters are criticizing me for blaming Obama for the lack of N95 masks. I'm just pointing out that two far left-wing news organizations, Bloomberg and the Los Angeles Times, have said that it was recommended after swine flu passed through the system that the U.S. restock, spend some money to buy 100 million or so new masks to take the place of the one that had been used in the H1N1 virus, or as Joe Biden calls it, the N1H1 virus. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it. So if the success of the economy is Obama's fault, then he's got to take some heat when some legacies of his administration aren't so positive. Let's see. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Larry, thanks for taking my call. I'm 90 years old, and I'm watching your program and the delay in the House of Representatives taking up this bill makes me think back when Pelosi was in charge and they had Obamacare.
Yeah, we have to read the bill. We have to pass the bill before we can read it. Is that what you mean, Larry? Thanks for calling in. Stay healthy. I'm Howie Carr.